The air was full and rich. Heavy the wind was as it flowed out of the window. I let myself be carried along and drifted past. My eyes closed and listened still for the sounds that made this scent. Chopping, slicing, clanging, chopping. Each movement created more elaborate scents. It reawakened my senses, and I could do nothing but keep watching. She pats the wooden spoon against the center of her hand for a taste. Not quite enough. She threw in a red like spice, then a white one, then more onion. It smelled so strong I felt like I was standing right over her shoulder. Only one pot was on the stove. It was bubbling but quite calmly. Everything in the kitchen seemed at peace. The pots, the stove, the spoons, the fire, all seemed a part of an orchestrated melody that was played to perfection time and time again. She poured out her dish into bowls of rice. It was green like stew and creamy. It smelled fresh, filled with pepper, sausage, and shrimp. There was a car passing fast through the alleyway. I was startled and moved fast out of the way. I gathered myself, picked my bag off the floor. She left a small red bowl filled with food on her windowsill and was gone.
Two-thirds of the Africans brought to Louisiana via the Atlantic slave trade came from the French-controlled region of Senegambia in the northwest of Africa. During the time when the region was contributing the most slaves to Louisiana, it was also an exceptionally productive agricultural region, which appeared to share a climate, rich soil, and plenty of inland water with Louisiana. Among the crops produced in Senegambia at the time were tobacco, indigo, cotton, salt, corn, peas, and rice. All of these are also staples of the American South. One can easily see how the crops and food culture of the Senegambia region would be relatively easy to replicate in an American context. This is not the only reason that Louisiana was unique in terms of the level of cultural transmission from Africa. Factors such as a relatively disorganized white ruling elite, the exemplary knowledge and skills of the Africans who came to Louisiana, and a large concentration of slaves on only a few plantations created an ideal environment for transmission of various forms of culture, to the point that Gwendolyn Midloe Hall deems Louisiana as having had the most Africanized slave culture in the United States.
Provisions on the slave ships were vital to Louisiana food culture as it is today. The quantity and type of provisions taken aboard the ships depended on their point of departure. Redeker describes the provisions. Provisions given to African captives fell into two categories, carbohydrates and proteins. Carbohydrates often included cassava, grains, rice, and yams, which were boiled and incorporated into various meals. Some New Orleans classics influenced by provisions from slave ships included challah, jambalaya, and gumbo. Challah, a sweetened rice cake, was sold in the French Quarter to be dipped in morning coffee. Jambalaya, a combination of rice, proteins, and vegetables, was brought from the Congo to New Orleans. Jambalaya is very similar to gumbo and was popularized because of the grains that came off the slave ships.
On estates in Louisiana, slaves' houses were surrounded by some land, which allowed slaves to keep gardens on which various vegetables could be grown and livestock, particularly poultry, could be kept. Because rations at the expense of planters were very small, slaves used this kitchen garden to supplement their main evening meal, which was eaten at home. In addition to the garden, Louisiana slaves were given parcels of land, or provision grounds, elsewhere on the plantation, which they used to grow food for themselves, but more often food to sell in the plantation's internal economy. In what's such economy in the 1850s, on George Lenoir's estate, slaves received payment for corn, eggs, and chickens, and used that money for flour, rice, potatoes, biscuits, spoons, and knives. Louisiana slaves cooked one evening meal, the main meal of the day, at home, either communally or by family.
One way that European, African, and Native American traditions influenced culture in Louisiana was through the introduction of dishes that represent Creole tradition. Okra is a particularly integral ingredient used in gumbo, a traditional Louisiana dish. Rocky Sexton gives this description of gumbo. This soup-like recipe utilized roux, brown flour, and oil, derived from continental French cuisine, and filet, a Native American term for ground sassafras, as thickeners. With ingredients such as okra, chicken, sausage, and local wild fowl served over rice, introduced by slaves captured in rice-growing areas of West Africa. This recipe combining European, African, and Native American traditions in Louisiana is an example of Afro-Creole culture.
Many words are used to describe the distinct cultures and types of cuisines that have come to define Louisiana. Two of the most common are the cultures of Cajun and Creole. The word Cajun is popularly used to describe the French-Acadian influence from the movement of the Acadian people to Louisiana during the Grand Derangement of 1755. Creole, on the other hand, throughout history has been a contentious term that has been used to define various cultures, but most commonly, it is associated with African Americans in southern Louisiana who have French-speaking ancestry.
I looked around to see where she had gone. She was nowhere in sight. Her dish was the most colorful I had ever seen. Red, yellow, and green peppers, mushrooms, red onions, white onions, shrimp, beef sausage, and crab filled my small red bowl in a green stew. The street is bustling and busy with activity. I walked carefully down my path and came to what the sign told me was Decatur Street. Wandering a bit, I saw a big white cathedral in front of me. It was plush and pristine, the center of what looked like a park. My feet began to hurt. I was relieved I could finally sit and rest. I settled into a bench and ate my treat. It was bursting with a mix of bold, spicy, and rich flavors. I relaxed into the comfort of my good food and truly enjoyed my first day in Louisiana.